USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking on Inside Edition. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard said that Project Veritas's recent video alleging a ballot harvesting scheme in Minneapolis was further evidence that we need a ban on ballot harvesting. The Democrat from Hawaii taking to Twitter and saying,
"Now, to protect the integrity of our vote in our elections, I've introduced legislation called the Election Fraud Prevention Act with my friend Representative Rodney Davis. Our bipartisan bill protects the chain of custody for every one of our ballots by prohibiting funding from going to states that allow this practice of ballot harvesting to occur."
The Minneapolis Police Department says they are looking into allegations of voter fraud. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his overseas trip, the secretary now working on decreasing tensions between two NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump is preparing for his debate with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, what can we expect to see from the president? David Bossi was President Trump's campaign manager in 2016. He tells Fox News,
"He wants this debate to be about the issues. He wants it to be about the big issues that the American people want to hear about, whether you support higher taxes and more job-killing regulation or lower taxes in a vibrant economy, whether you are for open borders or for border security, whether you're for anarchy in the streets and defunding the police or for supporting law and order. The president is coming ready to talk about the issues. He's not going to get dragged down into these little petty grievances that Joe Biden has."
Coffee drinkers, listen up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why you might want to head to your favorite coffee spot for a free cup of Joe.
Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.